Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X. My name is Stephanie Diaz. I am your host, and I am super excited to be diving into an exciting conversation today about an amazing entrepreneurial community here in Atlanta that is doing incredible things and has a really exciting event coming up. But before we jump into that conversation, want to let you guys know, if you're listening live, you can also follow us. We'll be tweeting live at northfultonbrx.com. You'll get some photos of what's happening here in studio. And I also have an announcement to make about another event that I'm so excited to be bringing forward for just the ladies. It's called WOE, W-O-E, for Women Only Entrepreneurs. And just to give you a little bit of an idea of what's going to be happening on Tuesday, April 25th, here in Atlanta, it's going to be like Ellen meets Oprah for women entrepreneurs. We're going to have DJ, dancing. We are going to have a soul level interview, affirmations, and a little bit of champagne as well. So I would love to see you there. If you want more information, you can go to mastermindyourlaunch.com/events. It'll give you all the information and the Eventbrite. And if you head over to mastermindyourlaunch.com/events, you're also going to hear about Tycon that's listed there. Another event I'm super excited to be part of. And my guests today are here to tell you a little bit more about it. So I'm super excited to welcome Al Myers, the executive director of Ty Atlanta. Welcome, Al.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Amin Sadruddin, program director of Ty Atlanta. Welcome.
Yo, what's up?
I love it. Yeah, just bring it. We can be real here. So you guys are busy right now working on Tycon Southeast.
Yep. An
incredible event happening on April 29th.
Yep.
For entrepreneurs of multiple levels, industries.
Can't do my two-bit? Can't do my two-bit thing about Tycon? All right.
Yeah.
So do you have the next groundbreaking idea? Are you an entrepreneur that's looking to get connected into the community? Have you thought that the landscape in Atlanta is maybe where you want to be, where you want to meet and interact with successful entrepreneurs? Well, April 29th at the Renaissance Waverly, we will be hosting our marquee event, which is Tycon Southeast. And that's going to be a full day of networking, meeting, hearing some inspirational stories, learning from thought leaders in the community. We have some cool breakout tracks. And then the favorite part for me is we're going to be having the high school and university pitches, which is our theme this year is getting it done and giving it back. When you hear these high school students pitch and these university students pitch, you will know that they are getting it done. I mean, in terms of next generation of entrepreneurship and what the ecosystem looks like and how everything's been driven, this is just an excellent conference for you as a hustler, anyone that's just, you know, thinking about an idea, really wants to network with a good bunch of people. Tycon's a place for you to be. Grow yourself, learn some cool, you know, get some cool ideas, you know, hear from some interesting topics. And then on top of everything, it's just community building.
I love it. Way to jump right in. You had me. That was a great hook.
Was it good?
It was
all
a
right,
good hook.
All right,
yes,
I'm glad.
I
all
love
right,
it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I can't wait to talk more about that day because you guys have packed a lot into that day for sure. But before we go into Tycon, I want to hear more about you two and your background and kind of what brought you to where you are today. Al, why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Sure, Stephanie. I mean, I have a very eclectic background. I think when people look at it, they're like, it doesn't make any sense. But for me, it makes sense. I mean, I break my life into chapters, I guess, my professional life, that is. After many, many years being a corporate executive, I spent 13 years at Turner Broadcasting doing corporate development and strategy. I got the entrepreneurial bug and started my own company that was in the game-based learning space. This was back, 10 years ago now. And of course, we had something, a little thing called the Great Recession happen. But at that time, I got very involved with the nonprofit space in Atlanta. And so through the work I was doing, I got exposed to TED, the TED conference. And so I actually attended a couple of TEDs in 2008 and 2009 and started a TEDx program in Atlanta called TEDx Peachtree, which has become probably the premier TEDx event in the Southeast. And it's really a top tier event. And I did that for 5 years and had a succession plan in place and left a couple of years ago. And also started through my work with TED, started a nonprofit organization called the Atlanta Music Project, which provides intensive music instruction to at-risk youth in Atlanta. And I did that for a few years, and that's still going strong. And there are many kids that have had their lives transformed and are going to be going to college and career as a result of that program. So I had I've had some nonprofit experience, and Ty was a early supporter of my TEDx event. So I known about Ty for, you know, probably close to 10 years. And when they were looking for a new executive director a few months ago, near the end of last year, it was a great pivot for me career-wise, because I've done a lot of work in the community, building an ecosystem for a mission that I support. Entrepreneurship is really going to be the engine that drives our economy. Job creation is going to be key to keep Atlanta on the map as one of the leading hubs for innovation in the United States. And so when the opportunity presented itself, I thought I could help. And so I've been at it for about 4 months and been probably in a gear that's probably beyond high gear these days. So it's been a real roller coaster, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love it.
That's been awesome.
Well, and you say, you know, some people kind of can't see the correlation, you know, in your journey, but I definitely can. I mean, you're about serving a community and making a big impact. So I can definitely see how you're bringing that.
I like the mission part of the work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always believed, and this is even from my corporate days, that mission-based work, it creates a more cohesive culture. And I found that through the work I was doing with my other nonprofits, that cohesion is really important for productivity and for impact. And so I like the mission-based work. It's I find it very rewarding. I've told my children that your legacy is you want your kids to be proud of the work you've done, that you've made an impact. It wasn't just making a buck. You know, that to me is a responsibility that I take very seriously.
I love it. Well, and you're very fortunate to, you know, have found, you know, multiple, you know, avenues to do that. And I hope that a lot of people get fired up to do the same. All right, Amin.
Hey.
Spotlight's on you.
Appreciate it.
Tell us about your journey.
So I have a background in communications from Georgia State. So when I first got into the whole working full-time gig, I really wanted to be a consultant. You know, I wanted to do the whole, you know, work for a company, you know, do some good. But along the way, you know, I discovered Ty Atlanta. I discovered this whole mentality of being an entrepreneur, creating something, building something, being part of a bigger ecosystem. And that's when I really understood how mentorship works. You always want to learn from someone that's been there, done that. And that's a lot of value, especially when you kind of come right out of school and you start, you know, doing what you want to do, but you really don't get a sense of the wholeness of what industry you're in. And once you talk to someone, engage with someone that has that wholeness to them, if I'm a communications marketing guy, I want to talk to someone that's in that industry, been there, done that, created it, maybe had put together a cool innovation around that space. So that adds a different value to me, right? So that's when, you know, I was very intrigued with what Thailand was doing. So I got brought in on the back end, doing some of the event management, the accounting management and emails and things like that. And I got to learn a lot. I mean, it was one of those things that with Thai, we're so inclusive. I mean, everyone was just so helpful. If you want to be helped, and if you really want to do good, the folks that are in this community, they really want to help you grow, because the core mission of Ty is mentoring, right? It's successful entrepreneurs mentoring the next generation. And that's what they commit themselves to. So when they see someone that really wants to get mentored, they go on. I mean, they know who they want to help. So that evolved into what I'm doing today is a community servant for Atlanta through Ty Atlanta. So it's really nice. I get to work with a lot of different organizations with the same mission, is helping entrepreneurs, you know, work with several startups, you know, kind of going through articulating what their entrepreneur journey is, seeing what the hiccups that they have. And then the most passionate thing that I'm able to do is be able to connect that startup, that individual, to someone successful in the same industry, been there, done that, and not have them make the same mistakes. It's accelerate so much quicker or fail quicker, right? Because you don't want them, I mean, if the idea, whatever they have, it's not, you know, it's not something that's super innovative, you know, move on to the next thing. You know, don't take so long to get there, but have someone that can guide you along the way that can help, you know, add that value to what you need to do. And then again, a bigger part of it is that Ty is global. So, you know, not only in Atlanta, you have a global community behind your back. So you have this cool network in Atlanta of you know, the entrepreneurs here. But if you multiply that by the globe, imagine any entrepreneur that would come in. I'm selling Thailand hard real quick, but I find an individual that comes in and just, you know, gets their idea, you know, validated in Atlanta, meets the entrepreneur in Atlanta, but then you times that by our 61 chapters, and then it's done globally. So if you want to launch in Europe, if you want to launch in India, if you want to launch in Australia, you have the same network there. You've with the same quality people.
Right.
And Stephanie, Amin equals Ty Atlanta. The machine stops without Amin.
I appreciate that.
Well, I know. I mean, Amin and I met last week to talk about Ty Khan. And
we could have wrote a book.
I mean, I walked out of there like drinking the Kool-Aid when it comes to Ty. I'm really a big fan. And we'll definitely talk more about mentorship towards the end. I want to dive into that for sure, because it's a huge component of how you guys serve your members. But let's start talking about TyCon that's happening in a little more than 2 weeks now on Saturday, April 29th. Yes. What should people know about TyCon?
So TyCon it's basically everything Ty in one day. We're going to display some fabulous keynotes. They're going to have some inspirational stories that they will share. The idea is to get inspired, do something, and then kind of have a community that will guide you along the way. So that's what we do at TyCon. You're going to hear some good, successful exits.
Amazing keynotes.
Yeah. Chris Kloss and Tom Noonan will be our morning keynotes. And then we have four breakout sessions throughout the day: fintech, cybersecurity, funding, and healthcare. So we're going to have experts in that, in those industries. And then again, we have the high school and university pitches, which are awesome. I mean, when you see these majority of the kids are freshmen. And when you see these guys pitch in front of actual investors, you'll be blown away. Some adults cannot public speak that well. I mean, things that they're learning, you know, pro forma, ROI, you know, just getting validated with their ideas just is amazing. So you'll be blown away. So if you want to really come for some inspiration and just see what we help these kids achieve, there's no way we can't do that to anybody else, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if the kids can learn and absorb that quickly, trust me, an adult can definitely absorb that quickly.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so. And then we're going to end off the day with Parker Pete Petit. He's going to be our Lifetime Achievement Award winner. He's a pretty cool dude in the healthcare industry. He's given back a lot to Atlanta, especially at Georgia State and Georgia Tech. So he'll be there. He'll be our Lifetime Achievement Award winner. He'll do a cool inspirational story about himself and what he's done. And then we'll give away some prize money to the kids. So that'll be a fun day.
What an incredible! I love the blend of, you know, coming to learn, you know, really get some, put your finger on the pulse of the trends in your industry or what you're needing right now. I know a lot of companies, funding is a huge, you know, it's definitely on their radar. So can't wait to see, you know, what happens in that breakout.
And the cool thing about the breakouts, again, is that you're going to get different perspectives. Mm-hmm. You're going to get someone that is a startup that's gotten early stage funding. You'll have someone that's a VC that's there. You'll have someone that's already gone through late stage funding and Series A, Series like gone. So you'll get different perspective of what that landscape looks like. So it's not just like all it's startup guys. No, they're going to be different level, different stage. And that's what we want to help with. We want to articulate that industry or that breakout really well, so that when a person goes in, they understand, okay, if I'm an early stage, this is, you know, we have Andrew who's going to be talking. He's an early stage guy, but when you hear these guys talk through the different levels, you just learn so much and you know what steps you need to take so that you can grow, right? So it's not just a startup guy comes in there, just learns whatever he needs. No, you have the late stage guy in there. You have the VC guy in there. You have the angel in there. So it's pretty awesome.
I think the other thing, Stephanie, is that, you know, the topics are carefully curated. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to pick topics that are hot right now and top of mind, but also topics where Atlanta is really front and center. So we are going to be letting people know that we are doing a lot in the healthcare space. There's a lot of activity. We are trying to become a fintech hub.
Mm-hmm.
Cybersecurity is also a very big topic.
For sure.
Really big topic, especially if you just saw the news the other day about somebody hacking into Dallas's emergency systems and every emergency siren went off at like the early hours of the morning.
Wow.
So it's a hot topic. So we're excited about it. We have great experts on these panels. So I think we're trying to always be very current with our topics.
Right. Well, and there's great networking opportunities too. So if you see someone on a panel that is, you know, obviously really relevant to what you're working on, then stick around.
Yeah, we're going to have hundreds of people there. Mm-hmm. This is our biggest event. We'll talk more later, but we touch people throughout the year with various programming. But this one is our big splash. So we will get a lot of people there at the Renaissance Waverly.
And it'll be fun. You know, we have the social box that's going to be there. They'll be doing some engagement with the audience that's there. You know, you can record some videos, do some social media stuff. We'll have the Eric Holzclaw Show, Build Your Better Business. They'll be there. And you'll be our MC, so you'll be there
that's
all day
right.
as well.
Yes, I will be there making sure that the day is fun. We keep the energy up. We are connecting. We're, you know, just really enjoying the day. And thankful to you guys for allowing me that opportunity. I'm really excited to be involved.
Pleasure is ours. Well, again, it'll be a fun day. So again, on content, on top of that, it's just that you're going to be part of an awesome community. Everyone there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some good conversations. And again, the content's put together so that these conversations happen, right? What did you learn in funding? Oh, what did you learn in cybersecurity? Oh my God, I didn't know that this is what's happening. So that's what we want to spark, right? We want to spark those conversations and you're around the right group of people. These are people that really want to grow professionally, and they want to take advantage of the ecosystem here in Atlanta.
And the other thing I would add, Stephanie, is that, you know, like I said, Mean has done most of the heavy lifting with making this event possible. What I've been trying to do in the short time that I've been executive director is bring some of my TEDx experience.
I was just going to ask about
and
that.
Create.
Yeah.
It's all about the experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about giving the audience an experience that they're engaged, that they're involved, and that they want to come back next year, that they're hungry for more. If we can create that experience, because if they're going to take time out of a Saturday for us, then we need to give them an experience that's unparalleled.
I just want to say this will be my first TyCon. So super excited to experience from my vantage point that I'll have. But as I've, you know, been working with you all and learning more about it, what really I just stands out to me, one is, yes, this focus on the experience. This isn't just a day of listening to people talk and being in a seminar, you know, all
right.
day. You guys have really created kind of like a 360 of what entrepreneurs need. You get that inspiration from the pitches. I'm dying to see the high school pitches. You were mentioning one to me. Was it Cool Wipes?
Cool Wipes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, all right, everyone else that's on the high school teams that are listening to this,
everyone
you guys are all awesome. But Cool Wipes was, you guys came top of mind, so I mentioned to Stephanie, but all you guys are awesome.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see, you know, these kids on the stage and just, you know, just to get jazzed about the next generation, but to see, you know, all of the amazing people that Atlanta is bringing forward, these experts, and then the keynotes that you guys have brought are exceptional. So I think it's really going to be a powerful day. And then you match that with the Thai Atlanta community, which,
right.
You know, I've had the pleasure of attending some Thai events in the past and have felt such a warm welcome. And you can really see how
good.
This community sticks together. Like even outside of Thai events, when I meet people that are a part of Thai, you can just see what a strong community you have. So you have something really special here. And I hope that people that haven't experienced Thai before will come out and, you know, check you guys out, because I think that obviously this being your big event, it's a great place for them to learn more.
We like to think of ourselves as a family. And if you come to our events, we're inclusive and we're welcoming and we can be informal when we need to be informal. I think that what we're trying to do is not be such a secret. I think that there are plenty of people that know about us, but we may get more into the history later, but we're an 18-year-old chapter. Thai is 25 years old. We are working very, very hard at really building our awareness and articulating our message and really focusing on our brand, because we do add a lot of value to entrepreneurs and we're, you know, continuing to communicate that in everything that we do.
I think that's a great segue into talking about how Thai Atlanta, you know, throughout the year supports its members and the kind of programming that you offer. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about the other events that Thai puts on?
So I'll start, and then Amin can certainly fill in the blanks, the gaps. So our signature events, you know, 8 months of the year, we do these monthly meetings. And we do these, you know, usually they're on a Wednesday at a hotel in the perimeter area. And there's an hour of networking. Then there's a keynote speaker called Story Behind the Glory, which is usually an entrepreneur that talks about the story behind it, not just talking about the business. It's
mm-hmm.
it's the personal story, the things that you don't hear in the newspaper, if you will. And then we'll have a panel discussion, and that panel discussion rotates each month. So, and we'll usually get 100 to 150 people at that. And so we do, like I said, we do those eight months of the year. We talked about TyCon. We also have a golf tournament that we'll be doing called Tee Off for Thai, and that's T-Y-E. That's for our fundraiser for our young entrepreneur programs for high school and university,
mm-hmm.
and that will be in October. At the Standard Club. We also have a big event we do in September called the Top Entrepreneur Awards Breakfast that we'll be doing in Buckhead. That's on September 27th. And we will be recognizing successful entrepreneurs in two categories, middle market. So these are companies with 2 to 10 million in revenue, and upper middle market, which is 10 to 100 million in revenue. And we have a whole interview process. I mean, it's a great event. And we're recognizing, you know, some of our most successful entrepreneurs in the city. The other big event that we have, it's a program that we do. It's called COBA. It was started 5 years ago, and it stands for the Council of Board Advisors. And so this is for privately held companies that maybe have not taken any outside money, maybe don't have a formal board of directors, probably have 2 to 5 million plus in revenue, near profitability or profitable, and are trying to get to that, you know, they're at that tipping point. As a CEO, who do you talk to? Where's your safe space?
Right.
So this program, it's built as a 3-year program, and we do have, you know, success stories that have graduated, but you now get your personal advisory board. These are matched advisors that are vetted, that have proven themselves, that have gone through those plateaus, and it's basically a sounding board for the CEO. And that's just another program. I think it's our diamond in the rough program, but you can see where connecting, mentoring, and educating entrepreneurs, and the size and stage doesn't matter. There's something for everybody in Tie Atlanta.
Right. And this mentoring piece, I mean, it is so important. Something that, you know, I over the weekend was a mentor for Atlanta Startup Battle. Yeah, that was so at Tech Square. An incredible experience. But it really, I left there kind of thinking about mentoring a little bit differently. And it really brought up for me the fact that, you know, a good mentor relationship requires the entrepreneur to be open to revealing the places in their company where they need help. You know, if you really want to get the most value out of it, you have to be open to saying, you know, this isn't working for me right now, or I don't know if I'm going to make this goal that I set for myself.
Right.
You really have to let your conversation go there so that someone can, you know, shine a light on that dark place. I would love to hear you guys talk a little bit about, you know, the mentoring program, success stories that you've seen, relationships that, you know.
I'll say one thing, Stephanie, real quick, and then I'm going to let Amin jump take this one. So as you're very astute in talking about the importance of mentorship. I mean, I've always said to be successful, you really need to be around successful people.
Right.
And you need a compass. You need a mentor to really, for that relationship to work. As a mentee, have to be open to suggestion. If you're going to be standoffish and think that you know everything, the program may not work as well as you'd like it to be. But you're talking about people that have been there, done that. And if you listen really hard to their advice, you'd be really surprised at where it could take you. And it's, again, these programs, what I always like to say is the value is really, you know, proportionate to the amount of time you put into it. It's all about the effort. If you don't put the time in, then you're not going to get the reward that you want out of it.
That's very true. It's so much more than just being in the same room as, you know, successful people. You've really got to nurture those relationships and listen, open your ears.
So you can see, so programs is one side of it, right? When you absorb good content, good education, you learn a lot. But when I look at mentoring in Atlanta, there's a lot of mind share. You know, you have the Rod, you have the KPs, you have the SIGs. I mean, they're everywhere, right? And how do you utilize these mentors? So at Tie Atlanta, we have a group of members. They're called our charter members. They go through they're actually nominated based on a criteria. You have to be entrepreneur, intrapreneur, investor, thought leader, guru, just someone just, you know, high profile in the community that one is accomplished, and two has a time to give back. So that's interesting. So, you know, we have a really unique model that works. Once our, you know, the individual becomes nominated to be a charter member, they actually make a financial commitment to Tie Atlanta. And also they commit to giving us back about 12 to 20 hours annually. And we hold them to that. So they're making a commitment. So they're actually saying, yes, I am ready to give back to anyone that needs my help.
Wow.
So that's awesome. And it works. And it's been working. What we do is at these events, that's one way. During programs, they give back by talking, and, you know, they'll be insightful in that sense. But for our members who are, you know, hustlers, grinders, I mean, they're just, you know, really want to be successful, and they're looking for mentorship, we put them in touch with those serial entrepreneurs. Again, they, you know, you already know that they've made that commitment to give back. And now if you look at an entrepreneur that's in need, regardless of the industry and stage, maybe they need validation for the idea. Maybe they need, you know, they need to know how to raise customers, because, you know, raising revenue is one portion, but raising customers is a big deal too. So now they need to talk to someone that's, you know, been there, done that for a company with, you know, raising customers. Maybe you need someone that can give you some strategic guidance. Maybe you need someone that can just hold your hand, right, throughout the process. So we put our members in front of those entrepreneurs. We put them into, you know, we do a handshake introduction. We do introduction at our events. And then we also help follow through with a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day process where they actually meet with the entrepreneurs. We get a list of follow-up items from the entrepreneur as well as the mentee. So that's important. You know, you really want
on the same page.
Yeah, you want them to be on the same page. So you want, you know, I would get feedback. Let's say, you know, Gopal Cortana, you know, who just had a really, you know, an amazing exit with VendorMate. He's been mentoring an individual named Sam. So he, when he started mentoring him, you know, when he spoke to him, he gave out these basically guided him through on the steps that he needs to take. And when I called Sam, Sam didn't know any of this. He's like, oh. So when I talked to Gopal, we've been like, hey, well, you know, how did you feel about Sam? You know, what is Sam's company headed towards? You know, do you think that it's relevant? Do you think there's a fit there? And he said, no, this is what he needs to do. And then following up with Sam, because that's what happens, is that this mentorship thing, it has to only work if there's a process set in place, right? Because even like you were just a mentor, right? I mean, I'm hoping that they took some stuff away from you. Like, hey, because with what Stephanie knows, there needs to be some accountability held on both ends. And that's where it works. And, you know, so far in terms of just success, I mean, we've been able to just year to date, 27 entrepreneurs connected with about, you know, 27 mentees. I mean, so it's been just awesome just to see the progress made there. A lot of it has been strategic guidance and just partners made, which is still good, right? Because you kind of see where if an individual has an idea, if they have done some work on getting some, I guess, validation done, then that's fine. As long as the entrepreneur can say that, yes, you're heading in the right direction, keep doing the good work that you're doing, mm-hmm. and utilize the platform that Ty gives you. You know, continue to network with folks. Yeah. Continue to, you know, absorb as much content as you want. I mean, be out there in the community. You can't just sit at home. You have to be out there. You have to really talk to people. And as much years you can get into, that's the best, I think.
And really quick, okay, so if someone's hearing about this and they're, you know, kind of maybe their ears are perking up, they're interested, but they still don't know if Ty Atlanta is a community for them, I'd love for you to share, like, who is Ty Atlanta for?
Ty Atlanta is for, it's, you know, I always classify it as the underserved entrepreneur. This is someone that comes into Atlanta or is new in the community and they don't really align with anyone in, you know, let's say they don't align with, like, let's say the ATDC, ATV. They can come to Ty Atlanta to get, basically just interact with a good group of people. And those good group of people are actual entrepreneurs, serial entrepreneurs. They will give them the guidance because some people, depending on the stage and, you know, whatever stage they're at, maybe Ty Atlanta is not the best fit, right? But at least they know there's a community there, not a program, a community, right? Because you can go to different programs. I think that going to different programs is awesome because you grow again, your database and you gain a lot. But when you're part of a community, which is what Ty Atlanta is a community, it's a global community, you basically can kind of scope out the landscape. You can meet with cool people. And you get guidance from people that are actual serial entrepreneurs and they help guide you through your next steps. So that's basically the individual that we want. We want the underserved entrepreneur, the entrepreneur that's confused, mm-hmm. the one that, you know, or if there's, we have serial entrepreneurs in organizations too. So this is not just for those, you know, early stages, entry-level entrepreneurs. Again, we have the charter members, right? So
right.
They have a network that they build amongst themselves too. So we have 87 entrepreneurs, you know, that are with Ty Atlanta. Again, they've committed to that, you know, that hours that they give back. And for them to be in that global ecosystem where they can, let's say, if Stephanie, you know, I'm hoping you become a mentor soon. if you wanted to go to India to start, you know, maybe growing your business there or meeting with, you have a community of successful entrepreneurs that you can talk with. You have that support system.
So. The other thing I would say, Stephanie, is so he threw out that number, you know, around in the 80s, our charter members. That's not our total membership.
That's not
total.
Right.
So our total membership is probably closer to 500. So beyond the charter membership, anybody on the street can join. There's an annual membership. Right now it's $125 and you get access to all of our monthly meetings. You also can be a walk-in and come to our various events. So there are different entry points to get in. So, you know, the charter members are really the secret sauce that makes the model work and makes the organization work. But we're bigger than just that number. We're, you know, figure, you know, five times that.
I love it. Well, and I just want to say, and I wouldn't say this if I didn't absolutely believe it. I am a huge fan of the Thai Atlanta community and how you guys serve entrepreneurs. And I look forward to not just ThaiCon, but, you know, just being much more involved in all of the programming that you have, you know, moving forward, because I know entrepreneurs that are out there and they're attending events, they're networking, but I know that they haven't found a home. You know, like a right. true community and, right. and that sounding board. And they definitely don't have the advisement and mentoring that they need at such a critical point. So, you know, I know for me, I want to point them towards Thai. And awesome. So it just makes me even more excited to be part of your big event. And so really quick, let's just touch on that before we wrap up. ThaiCon Southeast, April 29th on Saturday, 8 to 5. Long day, a great day. Yeah, there will be coffee.
And there's coffee, there's drinks, a lot of fun. Trust me, we leave a lot of time for networking.
Go to www.thaiconsoutheast.org. That's www.
ThaiCon Southeast.org. And put in code MASTERMIND429.
Yeah, who wants to pay $150, right? Why don't you just use Stephanie's code?
Exactly. Save 40% on your ticket. We will see you there.
Awesome. Thanks, awesome. Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you guys for being on the show. Thank you.
So good to be here.
Yes. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in. And remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.